as we welcome in Kate Marshall from the Extension Office. Kate, how are you today?
I'm doing well this morning.
Good to have you in the studio. How have you been the past couple of weeks?
Pretty good. Things are getting pretty fast and furious. We're a little less than 2 weeks away from our first event for the Lincoln County Fair.
And tell us how that Lincoln County Fair is going to look this year amidst the COVID-19 outbreak.
Sure. It's definitely going to be different than what we're used to in the past, but the good news is that our youth are going to get to showcase their projects this year. It is going to be closed to the public, and only immediate family is going to be able to attend those events this year.
Okay, so mom and dad, grandparents, guardians, and maybe siblings?
Parents and guardians, and unfortunately, just with the capacity regulations, we did have to submit a plan to the health district about a month ago to get approved for our event, and so it's going to be pretty small, but the Ag Society is going to contract with somebody to live stream.
Oh, awesome.
All of our shows, so Grandma and Grandpa and everybody else will be able to watch online.
And it's a bummer, obviously, but this is the safest option for Grandma and Grandpa, too, especially. They'll be able to do it from the comfort of the living room.
Definitely. You know, we could get depressed and sad, but we're trying to look at things the glass half full.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is definitely better than our youth not being able to showcase those projects.
Oh, absolutely. And we're keeping that vulnerable population safe as well. Mm-hmm. And even the individuals that have some underlying health conditions as well can still enjoy some of their nieces and nephews or their children's projects with staying safe as well for them. So it's a win-win, I think.
Yes, I agree.
Now, tell us about the process of how things have gone. I know there's a lot going on with the Lincoln County Ag Society and discussing what are we going to do, how's this going to look, and the world's ever-changing with this virus, too. So tell us how the past couple of weeks and past couple of months have gone for you guys.
Yeah, you know, we keep making plans, and it seems like some of those plans get changed the next day. But that's just what we've been doing these last couple months, even with direction from our state 4-H office with how we need to conduct these events to just keep everybody's safety in mind. So we've had plan A, B, C, and sometimes
D and E.
Yep.
It's funny how that happens, and all the way down to plan D and E even this year. So,
mm-hmm.
So tell us, how's things going to look for the kiddos? Is it going to be business as normal for them for the most part in displaying their projects?
Well, that's going to look a little different too. We are going to have like all of the static items, the horticulture and food. Those will be dropped off, and then sometimes we let the youth interview with the judge. But just to keep distancing and safety this year, we're going to forego those things. And then for the livestock shows, they're going to be come, show, and go. There won't be any overnight stalling at the fairgrounds this year.
Sure. Makes sense. Makes sense. Keep things moving and business as normal as much as we can.
Yep.
So, awesome. So tell us, if folks want to join digitally, are they going to have an opportunity to do so, even if they don't have a young one participating?
Yes, definitely. It's going to be on a YouTube channel, and we're still getting those final details, but we'll be sure to share that through our social media page. I know the Ag Society is going to do some advertising to let people know what that link is going to be where they can tune in.
Okay, awesome. Again, we have Kate Marshall joining us here from the University of Nebraska Extension Office here in North Platte. And tell us what else has been going on here in the summer months for you. Normally, it's pretty busy with Fair and 4-H, but this year, been busy still, but a different kind of busy for you.
Yep, that's true. And then actually, in the last couple of weeks when we have been approved to go ahead and do some in-person programming, we got to do some fun projects with some of our younger Clover kids. We got to make some pop bottle rockets, and then we actually had some robotics workshops, and so those have been a lot of fun the last couple of weeks.
Oh my gosh, get back to some sort of normal and get distracted from the outside world.
Definitely.
Kate, anything else that you'd like to add this morning?
I would just encourage everybody, once we get that information on how you can watch our shows live from the fair, be sure to tune in, and there's lots of ways we can help support our young people even if we can't be there in person.
Oh, absolutely. These kids put in a lot of work, so definitely want to reward them and give them a pat on the back however we can, even if it's not a physical pat on the back.
Definitely.
Well, Kate, thanks for taking time for joining us in the studio this morning.
Thanks, Tristan.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a check of news.